Amen. Where God is honored, Jesus is exalted, and the Word is taught as the first and final authority for the life of the believer. Amen. Hallelujah. We're in a season of acceleration. Are you all ready? Amen. We're in a season of acceleration. Is anybody in the house ready? We've been talking about abundance. Jesus said, I've come to give you life more abundantly till it overflows. Amen. The devil's trying to steal from you because he sees a diamond in you. He sees a jewel in you. And then last week we talked about enlarging our tents, enlarging our capacity to receive that overflow. And so today we're going to be ministering on expectation. Amen. What are you expecting? And what is your expectation based upon? Amen. There's a, and Daniel talks about an awesome answer to prayer. And, you know, sometimes you pray and it feels like your words are just hitting this side of the wall, and you're thinking, what on earth's going on? But Daniel began to seek God, and he fasted and he prayed. And in Daniel chapter 10 talks about it and what get no answer. And so in Ephesians, it tells us about how that our spiritual warfare is not with flesh and blood. Amen. It says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural places. You know, sometimes we don't talk about the devil enough sometimes. And I'm not saying that we should not fear that he's behind every doorpost and everything, because he's already been defeated. He just hasn't got sense enough to know it yet. So we're to be demonstrators with the truth of the Word of God. Amen. But the enemy is out to steal, to kill, and to destroy you. And he's after that word that's already inside of you. He's after that word that God has already planted inside of you. And that word is a seed. And part of expectation is knowing that that seed inside of you is going to come. It's going to happen. You're a seed, so therefore you cannot be stopped. Amen. You're a seed, so therefore the purpose and the will of your God cannot be aborted unless you just absolutely turn your back to it and just say, I don't want no part of it. But the Word of God is after you, and the Word of God is going to overtake you. Amen. So you just keep pursuing and you keep believing. But anyway, back in Daniel, it says there's an incredible account of how Daniel prayed. And it says he was on the bank of the Tigris, and he was confronted by an angel. And the angel said, fear not, Daniel, for the first day, the first moment that you set yourself to seek God, he said, God heard. But there's a spiritual warfare going in the heavenlies that wanted to hinder the prayer that Daniel had prayed. So sometimes we don't get our answer right then. We want to get discouraged and to give up. Amen. But keep pressing, keep believing, keep standing in faith, keep confessing that word, keep your hope rooted and grounded in the promises of God. He said, Daniel, the first day you prayed, God began to move on your behalf. Amen. So what I'm hearing in the spiritual realm is there are some things moving around. Amen. And God is getting ready to pour out into you the blessings of his word and the promises of his word. That which he has for us cannot be withheld and cannot be contained. Amen. Daniel, the first day you prayed, God heard, and he began to go into action. He began to go into action of that thing that you petitioned him for. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Father, we thank you from the first moment that we cried out to you, Lord, whatever we may be believing for in this season, Lord, that you heard. And the answer is on the way. Help is on the way. Our help is here. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We come against every distraction right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we just stake our claim in the promises of your word today, that you would never leave us nor forsake us, that you supply all of our need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, that we are living in the overflow. We decree that over every person in this place today. I decree that you're living in the overflow, that blessings are coming into your hands to bless others, that you are the head and not the tail, that you're highly favored of God today, church. Don't give up on the promises that God has said that is yours. But he's lavished his love upon you. He's lavished his goodness upon you. And this is the season of acceleration where you're going to see things manifested that you have longed for and that you have hoped for. So don't give up, because we don't quit on Sundays. Amen? We don't quit on Sunday. And tomorrow, we're not going to be concerned about tomorrow because it's going to take care of itself. So in the morning, you get up, you say, today's Monday, and I don't quit on Mondays. Amen. Be blessed today. Oh, I was going to tell you, the Sunday handout, I printed it yesterday, and so Laverne had put in there this morning that the thing at Mimi's has been canceled due to weather today, but we will reschedule it later, so get the word out to anybody that you thought was coming so that they'll know not to be there. Amen.
Good morning. How's everybody today? Amen. Amen. Seems like a month of Sunday since I've been here. But anyway, God is good, amen. Before we start, I'm going to tell y'all what happened to me. I was getting a tire put on a vehicle of ours, and one of the mechanics, he was talking to me about how much studying the Bible he'd been doing. So the conversation went to the point to where he said, he got to talking about sin and how people are doing. And I said, well, I said, you know, I said, if you commit a sin, I said, you can be forgiven for it, you know. And he looked at me and, well, yeah, that's true. I said, yeah, I said, that's true. And I said, you know, I said, there's no greater sin. There's no greater sin one than the other. I said, a sin is a sin. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, I said, if you eat too much or if you kill somebody, I said, if you ask God to forgive you, I said, he'll do that. Oh, no. Oh, you're wrong. He said, God will forgive you if you kill somebody. And I looked at him. I said, well, I beg to differ. I said, it's like this. I said, if God won't forgive you for killing somebody, he won't forgive you for eating too much or nothing else. And I said, in that case, he wouldn't have come here hung, bled, and died on the cross for us. I said, when they pierced him in his side, I said, that blood that come out of him, I said, that covered everything. I said, that was called grace. I said, grace covered it all. And he looked at me. He said, well, I don't believe that. I said, well, you need to go back and restudy what you've been studying. This is 2018. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Hey, amen. Oh, hallelujah. It just, this is 2018, guys. I guess it just shocked me because this man is my age, and the guy that he was studying, I think is this shepherd guy on TV or something. And are we going to be held accountable for wrong teachings? Now, when we, everybody's going to stand before the Lord, amen? Amen. We're going to be held if we tell people right or wrong, accountable for that. And so I would hate to know that I willingly done that. So I don't know who these guys are or what they're doing, but they really need to check themselves. It's just grateful to be in a place that teach you right. That's the thing. I mean, I was wowed by that. You know, why would Jesus not forgive you for doing something if you sincerely ask for forgiveness, if you repent wholeheartedly? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Well, anyway, that's enough of that. It just fascinated me that I run into that. But anyway, let's go, guys.
There is an endless song echoes in my soul. I hear the music ring. And though the storms may come, I am holding on to the rock I cling. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I never say enough. How amazing is your love. How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I will lift my eyes in the darkest night, for I know my Savior lives. And I will walk with you, knowing you'll see me through, and sing the songs you give. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love. How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I can sing in the troubled times, sing when I win. I can sing when I lose my step and I fall down again. I can sing 'cause you lift me up. Sing 'cause you're there. I can sing 'cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can sing with my last breath. Sing for I know. And I'll sing with the angels and the saints around the throne. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I can sing in the troubled times, sing when I win. I can sing when I lose my step and I fall down again. I can sing 'cause you pick me up. Sing 'cause you're there. I can sing 'cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can sing with my last breath. Sing for I know. And I'll sing with the angels and the saints around the throne. From singing your praise. How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart. I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart. I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God. We praise you, Jesus. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
You know,
hallelujah.
I was just thinking about what I just let y'all in on. Isn't it good to know that you've been taught how to stand on your teaching? Amen. I mean, you just think, if I'd have been some person that really had not have been around people that know the word and teach you right, well, I may have been swayed. Therefore, I may have been guided wrongly. Amen. So regardless to who you're talking to, I guess you need to be on guard when you speak these things, when you speak about the word of God, and just know you got to stand on what you've been taught. And you've been taught correctly, because I see nowhere in the Bible it says that God won't forgive sin. Now, I don't even know, because I've never talked to anybody that's committed suicide, whether you think he's been forgiven or not. I don't know. I don't know if anyone knows. Who knows if it's that window of opportunity you may have before you go wherever. I don't know, but I'm going to put it like this. I would like to think so. I would like to think that you will have an opportunity, if you do something, to ask the good Lord to forgive you. Amen? There's nothing wrong with hoping that, right? But I tell you this right here. It's just awesome to come to know the Lord. Come to know him rightly. Amen. That's all good. Hallelujah.
You know, come son, on. Just what we're getting ready to sing, Come As You Are. Is there a qualification to that?
No. Think so, Mom.
He just said, come unto me. Regardless. Amen to that.
Amen.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come broken hearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come near. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home, you're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are. There's hope for the hopeless and all those who stray. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, that heaven can heal. So lay down your burden. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. You're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart. Come back. Come as you are.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the God we serve is an awesome God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes I do get serious about things. And I've learned that that's one thing I don't play with. It bothered me to hear that man go through that and not know really and truly. And the more you talk to people that want to argue with you, the sadder it becomes, because they've really been led wrong, and it's so sad. That it's just sad. But I tell you what I was going to do, Grandpa. I was going to take Clifton Coulter. I'm serious. I was going to take Clifton to greet him, because I've heard a lot of preachers preach about grace, but never anybody preach grace better than Clifton Coulter. I mean, he lays it down, and he would get on that man's level, and maybe he could get it to shine a little light on the matter. I mean, I've never heard nobody preach grace like Clifton. You know, all them times people might thought I was asleep in the sanctuary, I was actually listening. Hallelujah! It's all right to have a little fun in church, amen. That's what I believe in doing. I like to have fun in church, you know. The God I serve is an awesome God. You know, he don't make light over you because of your color or you because of your condition. He's there to back you up. He's there to help you. He's there to see you and make you and hold you and love you and teach you. Oh, it's just awesome what our God can do and will do. Amen. Ah, well, anyway. Woo. Seems like all I could see was the struggle. Haunted by ghosts that live in my past. Bound up in shackles of all my failures. Wondering how long is this gonna last? Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting this fight that's already been won. I am redeemed. Set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. Oh, my shame and regret. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remembered, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed.
got a new name, a new life is just the same, and a hope that will carry me on. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. Say, I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Let's put that away. Y'all excuse me just for a minute, please. Oh, hallelujah.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever.
Got it, but years ago I brought up in a church and would sing that song. I didn't know what I was singing, and they would still stand up and testify, pray for me that I'll hold on, maybe I'll make it. And there they had just sung the song, His Child and Forever I Am. What do you say about that, church? Aren't you glad for the Word of God that sets you free and the grace to know what's going on? And this man right here can go out and know the Word of God, and somebody come up and, like you say, you can say, wait just a minute. Wait just a minute. His grace is not conditional. It's just come to me. Amen? Redeemed. That's a good word. I know I'm redeemed. I don't have to worry. I don't have to wonder and pray that I'll hold on and I'll endure. And pray for me that if I get through this, I'll go to heaven. I know where I'm going.
Amen.
Glory to God. You know, like I said, my heart goes out to people, not only that put conditions on things, but they don't really know for sure. They say, yeah, I love Jesus and I've accepted Him, but I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. Glory to God, you got me stirred up, son. Woo!
Yes, ma'am. You hold on just a minute. I'll be right there.
Song we sung, the first redeemed song that we sung, there is some sentences in there. It says, shake off the chains,
right,
and wash away every stain.
Right.
Now, y'all have to know my background. I'm sitting there saying, but Jesus, I thought you were supposed to wash away every stain. I thought you were the chain breaker. Why does that say that in that song? And this is what God showed me. And I thought, yeah. And I feel like there might be one or several people in here. He redeems us. And He cleans us up from the inside. And we can't be any cleaner than what He does for us. But you have to remember, our flesh has been covered with a mask of unworthiness, a mask of shame, and all the things that Satan has dumped on us and continues to want to dump on us and wants to bind us up with chains. Especially, I'm really feeling, especially in the area of emotional and mental type health, the chains that come with that, things that can make us feel less than what we feel we should be, or unworthy or full of shame. What it's saying there is Jesus has broken the chains, but we walk around with the chains still on us, but they're unlocked. But we walk around with them. And Jesus has cleaned us up. But we're still God. When we look in the mirror, we still see the same face that Satan has been putting on us. And all we have to do is pick up the wash rag, which I see as the Word of God, and wipe your face off and look in the mirror again, and you're going to see the redeemed person. But Satan's going to do everything he can to make you look in the mirror and still see the old person. And we have to actively, by faith and believe, when we pick up that Word of God and we wet it and we wash our face off and we shake our hands, those chains are going to fall and our face is going to be clean. And when we look in the mirror again, we're going to see Christ, the real us. But I feel like there's people here right now, they've been redeemed inside, but they're walking around with what Satan has left them with. And they just need to go get the Word and make an effort to shake off the chains themselves and wash their face off.
You know, when Paul was in prison, and was set free, but he had to shake those chains off, didn't he, to walk out of there. He was chained up, and the chains were broken, but he had to shake them free. That's when you accept what Jesus has done for you. Amen? Glory to God.
I heard a preacher years ago, and book may have even come out of it, but I heard a preacher preach a message, and this is what the title of it was: "The cell's open, why are you still inside?" And the only reason is because you just didn't put forth the effort to get up and walk out. Because the door is open. Jesus opened the door. He said, "I am the door." So the door's open. Don't sit in the cell. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, you may as well do it now. That's what I was going to redo.
I just want to share this little. I'm sitting here like I'm sitting because I got a visitor of some sort in my right foot, and he don't appreciate being here this morning. And I told him he was coming anyway. But I want to say this. You know, it's just amazing to me the peace that comes to an individual when they really understand that for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. And have a place where that's preached. And an internet where they can hear it online anytime they want to listen. And the reason I'm saying this morning is because, you know, we're on a boat ride. We're going somewhere. Sister Shirley's talking about we're in a time of expectation. But I want to just bring up one thing this morning. And I don't understand it, and I talked a little bit about it a week or two ago. But it's almost like the devil has just put his foot on this church's finances. And said, yeah, you can rejoice in the fact that your mortgage is paid off. But I am really going to make it difficult on you now. And we're headed somewhere, and right now we're out far enough from shore that if we don't get some financial breakthroughs, our boat's going to just stop in the water. And it's at the point right now, and I'll just be specific. We really, really need at least a $1,500 offering today. Because we haven't got much this month so far. And bills go on. And so I challenge you this morning to help us meet that. And when they count the offering, I'm going to have them come back in here and tell me how much it was. And then I may preach again. And you know this is not in my character. I've preached here for nearly 40 years now. And you could probably count on all your fingers the times that I've really, really preached on money. And maybe I should have done it more. But I always felt like God was faithful, and God always has been faithful. And here a few years ago, I'll tell you the story that happened. But I know it's because we believe in, we're trusting God. And all of us together got to do that. And all of us got to be willing to let God use us ever how he wants to. But someone's here at the church, I don't know who it was, Laverne and I were in Indiana at the Word Explosion that Brother Mike Jacobs used to have at his church. And we were up there ministering this week between Christmas and New Year's. And we got home, and someone was at the church, I can't remember who it was, and somebody just stopped and came into church. Somebody doesn't even go to church here. And they said, I want to give you an offering. I need to give an offering before the end of the year, and I just thought I'd come by. I'd give it to your church. $2,000 just in a drive-by. They needed to give some money before the end of the year so they could get credit for it in their taxes. Hey, whatever the motive is, the issue was that God provided. But now he uses people. Unless you can really believe that somebody's going to walk in that back door that we don't know and say, here's $10,000 God told me to give it to you. Is that possible? Yes. With God, all things are possible. But we need to be faithful. We need to be faithful in our giving and faithful in our believing and our trust in God. And we need to see things. And my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So that's my little sermon. Cardinal, now you can receive the offering. Well, Father, I just thank you this morning. I thank you, Lord God, for your people. And I don't even know who's here, Lord, because I haven't looked around. But I thank you, Lord God, that your grace is sufficient, that you always give us everything that we need. And now, Lord God, I thank you for a breakthrough for individuals. I thank you, Lord God, for prospering them. I thank you, Father, that your hand reaches out to us and that we can trust in you. And Lord God, I just thank you that from the east and south, the north and the west, you're going to send in what we need. And I believe, Lord God, with a united heart, we come before you thanking you for supplying all of our need. Thank you, Lord God, for doing for us what we can't do for ourselves. Thank you, Lord God, for being faithful to us. And we thank you in Jesus' name, Lord, that you bless each one as they give today. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
You are the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. You're here.
What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name.
Serve an awesome God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. It's good to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Here I am, all I can offer, bowing down, you have my worship. Here I come, here I run, I need you. Like a child needing a father, without you I'm empty and broken. Here I come, here I run, I need you. So I'm running to you, into the shelter of the Most High. There I know I'm safe. I'm running to you, and I won't pretend to be sufficient. No, how bad I need you. I'm running. Here I am, reaching my hand out. Hear my heart, I pour it all out. Here I come, here I run, I need you. Light my path, lead me, I'll follow. Be my shield, my strength for tomorrow. Here I come, here I run, I need you. So I'm running to you, into the shelter of the Most High. There I know I'm safe. I'm running to you, and I won't pretend to be sufficient. I know how bad I need you. I'm running to you, into the shelter of the Most High. There I know I'm safe. I'm running to you, and I won't pretend to be sufficient. No, how bad I need you. I'm sufficient. I know how bad I need. Thank you, praise and worship team. Class is in here or dismissed or what? Classes may be dismissed.